Gary, you've said before in post-match interviews that Swansea are a soft target for yellow cards, red cards, bookings, whatever. Could you tell me what you thought today about Lukas Fabianski's sending off?
Well, I think we didn't deal with the lead-up to the situation very well. I think Ashley let the player get the other side of him, which caused the situation itself. But if you look at the, obviously with the benefits of replays as well, the cold facts of it is the player actually handballs it past our keeper before there's any contact. So I guess if you look at the letter of the law, it should be a free kick for handball for us, you know. But the referee clearly, or you hope it doesn't see, hasn't seen the handball, and Fab does make contact, but the player stays on his feet. But it's not a clear cut goal scoring opportunity. I think you could see that by the way the game, you know, the actual incident played out, because he hit the post, so he didn't actually score. So Ashley was recovering, Jazz was recovering from the opposite fullback. So in terms of red card, no, it shouldn't be a red card. And when you look at it with the replays, but obviously it was.
What effect do you think it had on the game?
I think it actually sparked us into life, to be honest with you. I think actually when we went out to 10 men, we played probably our best football, and we're looking and pushing. But today was, we just never reached the levels today. That's the first time I can genuinely say that this season, where, you know, we competed in every single game that we've had. But today, we weren't at the level. Not enough correct decisions with the ball. We weren't brave enough with the ball. The time that we were brave with the ball, look at our first goal. One and two touch football, cut them open. And if we'd just done that a little bit more, I think it could have been a bit different.
It's not very often that Swansea don't have the most amount of possession in the game. Against West Ham today, that obviously has happened. Also, defensively, only conceded 14 goals before today, but three this afternoon. Did that disappoint you?
Yeah, everything today. I think we gifted it to him. I think we handed it to him on the plate in terms of our performance levels defensively and with the ball. We just never really, apart from the goal and probably apart from when we went 10 men, we never got going. And the problem is when we do that, you can carry one or two players not doing that, or two, you know, maybe three, but when it's the majority of the team doing that, then it's a very, very hard situation, let alone who you're playing against, but especially away from home.
Position in the table still good at this stage of the season, but away from home, you've not won since beating Manchester United on the opening weekend. How much does that concern you?
No, we want to win games, of course we do. I think you could see in the glimpses that we did do today that, you know, we're more than capable of winning games away from home, but it's not in the players' minds. I think it's just trying to reach those performance levels. A lot of situations have happened in our away games this season where things haven't gone in our favour. We've spent probably half of them games with 10 men, so that's made it more difficult to pick up the results. But we've done okay away from home as well, you know. Performance levels, we played Man City a couple of weeks ago, right to the 90th minute, we were pushing, could have got a result with that, and we had our chances. And the other games we performed well in. So in terms of today, it was just disappointing that this is the first time I've been able to say to you guys that we didn't perform to the levels that we have been.